Pusim, we continue this morning on page 190. So the Ramchal continues, he says, and Rav Zeref Kashtil continues, the middle of the page, so remember again, we're speaking on the idea that part of what is required in order to be steeped in the midah of zrizos is that a person can't be focused on physical pleasures of life. Again, Tzarem Chal is not advocating that a person should be an ascetic and not advocating that a person shouldn't enjoy the world at all, but it's a question ultimately, again, of what you need. And if a person ultimately needs the physical and material pleasures of life, that stymies or limits their ability to grow. And remember again that Ramchal gave the mashal of being a soldier. But the same way that part of the training of a soldier is that he's able to do with a little less sleep, and he's able to do with not enough, you know, with a rushed meal. Because again, that's part of his training. So imagine for a moment the brave soldiers who conquered, who reconquered or reclaimed the old city during the Six-Day War. Can you imagine one of those soldiers walking into the walls of the old city, and he would stop for a moment from continuing on his mission because he was too tired or because he was too hungry? Can you imagine if one of those soldiers would have said, you know what, let me take a break to eat something, let me take a break to go ahead and take a nap? What would we say to such a soldier? History is unfolding right in front of you, and you're going to stop and eat? For a soldier in that situation, again, knowing the opportunity he had right in front of him, eating and drinking and resting simply was not relevant. Because when a person realizes ultimately again that there's something great right in front of him, these smaller details are no longer of primary importance. So the reality is that all of us are builders of Yerushalayim every single day. Every single thing we do, we're rebuilding Yerushalayim. Every single thing we do, we're bringing the Geula, the final redemption, one step closer. And therefore, again, we have to make sure that we don't get sidetracked by the physical or material needs that should not occupy primary importance. Zos todo'a masmedas, zerech zeh mishtaychem l'tzaba aloki, tzava shal kodesh baruch hu, kach anachnu yuchom liyo shayachem elav. It's important for us to realize that we are part of that army of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are part of that army of God, constantly marching towards something bigger, something greater, something dramatic, and how careful we have to be to never, chas v'shalom, get sidetracked by the physical and material pleasures of this world. Aviran nafshis shalachaka meidun. Kishiyaga, the Ramchal writes, page 191, Kishiyaga atzmo al derech zeh, when a person begins to habituate himself in this way, he will find that the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes much easier. Lama zen hiyakal, ki baro sheze ato. See, when a person realizes that he has purpose, and a person realizes that he's part of something bigger, then by definition, I remain much more focused on my task. The reality is that very often the reason we get sidetracked, and Ramchal spoke about this in life in general, is because we don't think that what we're doing is all that relevant and important. But when I realize that I am part of the army of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm part of the army of God, and what I do matters, and what I do is significant, and if I don't do my job, then it's not just my particular life that doesn't advance, but the collective cause doesn't advance, then by definition, it's much easier to become energized about living an impactful life. He goes on, he says, So Ramchal quotes the Mishnah from Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says, this is the derech of Torah. What's the pathway of Torah? He says, a person should eat bread and salt, right? Drink water, and sleep on the ground. So, the way we often understand this particular Mishnah is that Chazal are trying to tell us that ideally in life, you should make do with very little. Eat minimally, drink minimally, sleep minimally. But Rav Kashtiel explains that Ramchal explains, in fact, Chazal is teaching us something different. Chazal is kavnu lomar, lo sha'ata chayev le'achor ak pas b'melech, ela kavana sheze lo t'nai. Rather, what Chazal is telling us is not that you only have to get by on eating bread with salt, but that eating a big meal or eating delicacies should not be a condition for your success in life. Shim yesh lecha rak pas b'melech ein lecha baya. Rather, I should be the kind of person where even if all I have is bread and salt, I'm going to be okay. At the Sarach Lahargilas Atzmacha Likazos Avira Nafshis, person has to habituate himself to this type of spiritual reality. Yocholios Shiitnu Lucha Yosme Pasmela Ava Bitoda Shacha Bigisha Shacha Atiodea Shezelo Tolui Atiodea Shegam Im Hayarak Pasmelach Lohayisa Mishtana Halimut Hayanishar O Sodavar Kiam Sima Hamalchutit Hiba Arkim Shacha At the rega echad lo nasat la atzma chalitaus litos v'gam im titzarech lishon ala aretz as tishon azma ze bechlal lo hanosi shalcha b'chaim ela hafoch shuklal harchaka b'tachlis min amnucha zeigunus. This is incredibly important. So the Ramchal explains so beautifully that when the Mishnah says that you should eat, this is the derech of Torah, eat bread with salt and drink water and sleep on the ground, the rabbis are not trying to advocate for an ascetic lifestyle void of any material pleasures. What the rabbis are trying to condition us to is the following. That often what happens in life is we hinge our productivity or our ability to accomplish on having material or physical comforts. And there's a problem with that. Because what happens if I don't have those physical or material comforts? Is that then an excuse not to accomplish? And the answer, of course, has to be no. The Jew has to have the ability to accomplish no matter what my material circumstances are. Therefore, again, is it nice to have nice meals, nice food, nice place to sleep? Of course. And halavai, we should all be blessed with those things. But rather what Chazal, what the rabbis are trying to teach us, is that even if all I have is some bread and salt, and even if all I have is only some water, and even if all I have is just, you know, a pillow and the ground to sleep on, then at the end of the day, that's what I have to make do with, and that's what I have to accomplish with. We can never go ahead and hinge our spiritual accomplishments on first having our material comforts. Because if that happens, and if Chas Hashem, the material comforts are not there, then the spiritual accomplishments are not there as well. The same way that the soldier realizes that he has to accomplish whether he gets 2 hours of sleep or 8 hours of sleep. He has to accomplish whether he's having a nice meal or he's eating his army rations. He has to do his mission because, again, the collective is relying on him. So too in the army of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have our responsibilities. We have our things we are supposed to do. If we're blessed with material comforts, how wonderful. But even if not, we have to find our way to forge forward. Yesh, yesh, ein, ein, zelo mishana. Top of 192. Whether we have or whether we don't have, it makes no difference as to our mandate to accomplish. Zenikra lios yotzei tzava. That's what it means to be a soldier. Lo mevazadin zman ba'energios alis askus bedvarm shem lo kashur lemesima zelo ritzini. Lefize. Zrizos zelo lachatz. Zetoda malchutit. Chayal tzava yotzei tzava sha'ocha b'chipazon. V'yashin shnasarai. Zelo ben adam lachutz. Zelo eze tipos nim harpaziz v'achuz tazaziz. Zelo mashem etar lanam haramchal pasamalach ochun. And again, this is what it means. Ramchal just goes on to explain this yisod. This is what it means to be part of the army of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be part of the army means to have zrizos. And to have zrizos means I have to accomplish what I need to accomplish in life, independent of my material realities. This is what it means to be part of a human army, and this is what it means to be part of the army of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll stop over here. Meretz Shalom will pick up on 192 tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.